welcome to the second hour of the program. You may take control of the airwaves here. 855-453 is the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website over at freetalklive.com. And you can enjoy all the features that await you there. Freetalklive.com. You can control the content of the site. If you find something online you want to share with our listeners, you can drop on by freetalklive.com. Submit it as show prep. Use our bookmarklet. Makes it even easier. You can submit something to the site, and then others vote as to whether or not they like or dislike your suggestion. The most liked, making it to the front page and the top of the site over at freetalklive.com. Joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
Allie.
And Mark.
Where should the lines be drawn? Maybe you are a parent out there, and you think it's absolutely inappropriate to take your daughter to a tanning salon at whatever age. The question that brought all this out, or the issue that brought all this out, this discussion, was the tan mom, as she's being called, tanorexic, according to nypost.com, the New York Post, where they're reporting that she has been released on $25,000 bail after being charged with felony child endangerment after allegedly bringing her daughter into a stand-up tanning booth at City Tropic Tanning Salon in Nutley, New Jersey. So she's facing felony charges. I mean, that's years in prison.
It doesn't sound like they have enough evidence to prove her guilty.
More than 60% of people who go to trial on felony charges are found guilty. I think the juries just kind of go, oh, they found or whatever, they arrested her. They must have good reason.
They're going to make their best case. They're going to say that the daughter had a certain sunburn. The school nurse saw this sunburn. She asked her daughter about it, and the daughter said something to the effect of, I went tanning with my mommy, or went to the tanning salon with my mommy, or some sort of statement like
tanning
that.
Tanning with her mommy, yes.
Yeah, and mom says, well, she misspoke.
Going tanning. Okay, if a child goes shopping with mommy, the child doesn't buy anything. It doesn't have any money. So, I mean, you don't assume that the child went out and pushed a shopping cart around and bought things. You assume that they went with the mother who did that.
No, but then again, depending on where the tan actually is, or where the sunburn is, may give some level of evidence to how she received that tan, or that sunburn. So
that would give lots of evidence.
They're going to try to make a case here, and we don't know what kind of evidence they have, but that doesn't matter to me. What the issue is, and I'm curious to hear from parents or anybody else out there that has an opinion on this, is should a line be drawn here? Should Tan Mom be facing criminal charges? As bizarre of a woman that she might be, she's clearly addicted to tanning. She's very unhealthy looking, and I'm sure she thinks she just looks great.
She thinks that you're jealous, fat, and ugly.
If you don't agree with her, then that's what you are, according to her. Should she be charged criminally? Because I say no. I mean, as bizarre as it is, as strange as she might be, I don't want to get involved in other people's family business. I would only involve myself if the most egregious abuse were happening that I felt couldn't be prevented in any other way besides taking the children out of the home.
What about spanking?
I find spanking to be abuse, but I don't find it to cross a line to where I would involve myself.
Well, also, as far as I don't know for certain, but I would guess that foster homes are allowed to do a certain level of spanking, too. So what are you doing by taking a child out of a situation where they're spanked and putting them into a situation where they can be spanked?
Well, I'm not advocating doing that.
I know. I'm just saying that, if someone advocates that.
Do retirement homes spank the people that go there? I mean, infants can be, and toddlers can be a lot like, or I may say old people in retirement homes can probably act a lot like toddlers in the sense that they need care, they can be grumpy, throw fits, tantrums and stuff, but they don't usually bring out the paddle for them, as far as I know.
I think dementia and childhood are different things, and if that's what we're talking about here. I mean, the evidence is that children are little scientists figuring out the world, experimenting, and finding out new things. So.
Shouldn't parents be thinking about, I feel like parents, if I ever, found myself as a parent, if I ever became a parent, I would see myself more as a caretaker then, I need to shape this child into the person I want them to be.
You're going
to
shape your child. I mean, just the way you choose.
I mean, you might end up shaping them in some way, hopefully by example, but not through.
You have a worldview, and there's no way to avoid it.
yeah, I'm not going to avoid my worldview. I'm not going to try to, you know, manipulate a child, my child, into thinking the way I do. Or
but ultimately,
like that.
Ultimately, you would. I mean, yeah. I mean, maybe it wouldn't be your intention, but you couldn't possibly raise a child without passing on values to it.
No, there's nothing wrong with passing on values.
But some people might say there is. Some people would say, Ali, you believe in these ideas of liberty. This could be dangerous to a child to teach them to disobey authority, to teach them to, say, non-cooperate, to not talk to the police. They could very easily come up and charge somebody. I think that could be considered reckless child endangerment because if you're teaching your kids to not answer the police's questions, that's in direct contradiction to what the government wants for your kids. They want your kids to be obedient. They want them to do as they're told. And they want them to answer questions if asked. So maybe that should be a criminal charge.
I could, throw the same argument at them. You teach your child to obey authority at any cost.
Yeah, but you don't have the jails.
And that could end them up in a prison cell. That could end them up getting patted down by some police officer.
Well, you're correct, you don't have jails on your side. So it doesn't matter what you say. It matters what they say is child endangerment. And if they decide that raising your children with a liberty perspective is endangering your children, then maybe they'll start taking kids away from liberty parents. Maybe they'll call that endangerment. I mean, who knows? Any amount of things can be considered wrong as far as parenting is concerned. I don't know what the right way to parent is. I don't think parents today know what the right way to parent is. I don't think parents of yesteryear knew. I think it's always this process of people trying to figure it out and, you know, making mistakes along the way. But should a mistake that you make along the way cost you your child? Because if this woman gets arrested for felony child endangerment, she's going to prison for several years. She'll be lucky to see her kids, her children again after that. They'll likely be put in the care of somebody else. And then
somebody will let them play out in the sun in the yard.
Right.
I don't think the government or any other person besides a child should be able to decide whether or not you get to keep your child. I think that should be up to the child if they want to continue being in your care.
We talked about this earlier in this week, and I tend to agree with that statement. However, there's a certain point at which children can't make decisions for themselves. So, say, a 2-year-old child, for instance, may not have the necessary faculties to determine whether or not they're in the best situation for their interests. They may not know what it feels like to be well-fed because they've been starved their whole life or whatever. So how do you deal with a situation like that?
I don't know. I mean, the same way you could say, oh, this heroin addict doesn't know what's in their own self-interest. We got to make sure they get the best care. Or I don't know. We got to make sure that someone else decides what they should do.
So that contradicts what you just said, right? Like you want the kids to make their own decision as to where they could be. But now you're saying that you should just Baker Act them like you would with a heroin addict, just take them off the streets?
No, I don't. I think that heroin addicts should decide what the best course is for themselves, and I think that so
right,
so
but what do you
children.
Do with a 2-year-old? They can't make that decision.
I don't think you should ask a 2-year-old, I don't know, for a 2-year-old.
I don't know
what
either.
Are you gonna, why would you?
I don't know how anybody could know. I mean, this is... How can you know?
Well, if you know, then you can hopefully do something about it, right? So if you know that people are just abhorrently abusing their 2-year-old, then you could maybe take action on
that. Anybody who takes a child from somebody else is making a value judgment on that, how that person raises their child. If you're a Christian, then how the person raises their child in the physical realm shouldn't really matter to you. It's whether or not they're teaching them about heaven and hell and that Jesus is their personal savior. I mean, the real thing that matters is eternity and not life here on earth. So if a person manages to kill their kid at 8 years old, it doesn't really matter. All that matters is that kid knew Jesus and Jesus was his personal savior. So therefore, you've made this entirely different value judgment. Now, lots of Christians don't believe what I've just said. They operate in the real world and their spiritual stuff's really just for Sunday and whatever. But a real tried and true Christian who cares very much about the spiritual plane would want these children taken from these people that aren't teaching them about Jesus as their personal savior.
So the Christian would say that the devout Christian might say that an atheist set of parents is endangering their children.
Or a gay set of parents.
Certainly. Or the reverse could be the case where an atheist set of parents could think that a Christian set of parents is endangering their children.
Yes, indeed.
It's a crazy dangerous road to say that one way of parenting is better than another. 855-453 the SACL CAI toll-free line, you can take control. This is Free Talk Live.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Available now, 4 new songs from Raja Mojo. Raja Mojo. That's R-A-J-A-M-O-J-O. Raja Mojo.
And they call it democracy.
Raja Mojo.
Everybody knows the game is rigged. The poor stay poor, the rich stay rich.
Four new songs from Raja Mojo. Buy them today at Amazon, iTunes, Napster, and at a discount at CDBaby.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here, 855-453. SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that await you. Find them all, including archives going all the way back to late 2006. Once again, you can go and grab up as many as you'd like anytime over at freetalklive.com. And then as of last night, we flipped the switch to SoundCloud, our new archive host. So SoundCloud has all the same archives we had on our old host.
and it took me like a week to upload them all, but they're all there, and as of last night, we began increasing the archive quality, so if you listen to something prior to the 3rd of May, it will not sound the same as stuff coming after the 3rd of May 2012. But it's all still free, and you can go and download all the way back to late 2006, all free, over at freetalklive.com.
The Seasteading Institute, you've probably heard of them. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Well, they're having a conference. It's on May the 31st to June the 2nd, and you can go meet fellow entrepreneurs, investors, engineers, ocean law experts, maritime professionals, and other forward-thinking individuals and discover where you fit in to the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. That's going to be a great convention. There's going to be, of course, meals, and you can meet and talk with people. It's May 31st to June the 2nd, as I said, at La Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. If you're out there on the West Coast, this is the place to be. Special rates for students and the press, and anybody who uses coupon code FTL. Now, that's a limited time offer. Should go through the end of the weekend. And it's seasteading.freetalklive.com. That's seasteading.freetalklive.com. Use coupon code FTL.
All right. So we've been talking about parenting and how it is that all manner of different parenting styles can be considered by one group or another to be dangerous. What started the conversation was Tan Mom, as she is called, has been called in the mainstream media here in New York Post, NYPost.com, reporting on her taking, allegedly, her 5-year-old daughter into a tanning salon, into a tanning booth, allegedly, and being charged now with a felony, with a felony count of reckless child endangerment. But who gets to decide what's child endangerment and what isn't?
The police, of course.
Right, obviously the police, but it's just... Is it that arbitrary to where whoever's in charge just says, well,
yes,
I think this
I think
this way of raising a child is the best way, so anything besides my beliefs about raising a child will be considered a crime. I mean, it's not gotten to that point quite yet, but it certainly seems to be going there. What if the person in charge is an atheist who doesn't believe that religious people should be able to take their kids to church with them because it's not, you know, that's not
They've
right.
already punished this woman, though. I mean, with the cost of getting a lawyer, she's never going to recoup that money.
Oh, no, with the cost of
getting a lawyer, it's, you know, basically, what are they? At this point, they fined her $10,000 because she had to get an attorney to protect herself from these charges. So
she's on $25,000 bail.
$25,000 bail. So they've taken at least $2,500 from her for the bond.
Right.
And then
now she's out on a bond.
We're talking about $12,500 that this woman has been fined essentially by a system where the person who is making the charge has nothing at stake. The OIC, the officer in charge that day that decided to fine this woman, has no money in it. The prosecutor has no money in it. They're not going to lose one day of their life or $1 out of their pocket. That's the problem.
I think people should beware when they hear stories like this, when they cheer on the state in stories like this, because it's easy to look at Tan Mom and think, you know, oh, she's hilariously ugly and scary.
She is.
No doubt. And, you know, who knows what her personality is like. But
she's indicated just a little bit by calling people who think that she's tanned too much ugly, fat, and stupid.
Right. So it's easy to look
at... Ugly, fat, and stupid? Jealous, fat.
Jealous, fat, and stupid.
Jealous, fat, and ugly.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Yep, you're right. Jealous, fat, and ugly. So it's easy to look at Tan Mom and consider her bad. She's bad. And then feel, you know, make yourself feel good because you wouldn't do...
loony to me.
Right, because you wouldn't do that with your child. And so, therefore, well, put her to shame and put her on trial and put her in jail. It's easy for Americans to look at somebody and scapegoat them. But what are you doing with your children that might be considered questionable by some other people? Whether it's questionable by the people who happen to be in power at this moment is not what I'm asking. Would the way you're raising your children be questioned by some people? As I pointed out, religious people might not like the fact that atheists are raising children. Atheists may not like the fact that religious people are giving, you know, bringing their kids to church.
I can tell you, my wife doesn't like the way you feed your kids. I can assure you.
You, the listener? Because I don't have kids.
Right. You know,
nor does Ellie.
That's correct.
Right.
I'm doing a nationally syndicated radio program here. That's what the microphone in front of my face is for. Yeah, I mean, you know, she's not going to want to throw your kid in jail, but I can assure you that she's not raising...
She wouldn't throw the kid in jail with the parents.
Yeah, she's not going to throw anybody in jail.
Well, maybe your wife wouldn't, but some people might think that's the solution.
I mean, you know,
some people look at parents going to McDonald's with their kids every other day or however often, because there's some parents that... They're so rushed for they're working so much, they tell themselves a story about how they have to go and get fast food for their kids. Now, whether that's true or not, I don't know. But in their lives, that's what's true for them. They feel like the easiest method for them to feed their kids is to go and get the Chicken McNuggets meal and bring it home to the kids.
If you've had a kid or you've dealt with one, done some babysitting, you understand how picky of an eater they can be. I mean, some kids will eat anything you put in front of them, but it's the rare child that'll just scarf down a salad.
But there's plenty of people who will look at those parents who are going to fast food and look down on them and say, this is endangering the kids. You know, this is
sure will.
This food is not good for them. They shouldn't be eating this that often. So how many of these parents do you want to put in jail? And how is that going to make these kids' lives any better? You've already got an orphanage, you know, system, an adoption system that's loaded up with kids that nobody wants. What are you going to do? Add more kids into that situation? That's supposedly going to be a solution? That's going to help the child out? Take them away from their parents? That's going to be a good thing? No. I mean, there's no positive solution here besides persuading somebody to do something different. That's the way it should be handled. If somebody's doing something that you consider wrong and you feel like it's so wrong you have to say something, then say something. But no, I wouldn't take it beyond that. I would never take somebody's child from them because they were feeding them something I didn't agree with or taking them to a place which I didn't agree. It's crazy.
I've heard stories of people going up in grocery stores and talking to parents about their child rearing. Usually it has to do
with... It's rude.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I don't know what it is.
I think it's generally pushy.
Let me finish the story. You know, if the parent is hitting the child or something like that, people sometimes will make statements. I don't know how effective it is. Because you know, to go over there, it would be very difficult to engage that person in a conversation that would be convincing.
I agree. They don't know who you are. But what if you know the person? What if you are a neighbor? What if you are somebody who's in the immediate family or a friend or perhaps the parents of a friend of their children, for instance? If you have some rapport with them, then maybe they'd take you more seriously if you have something to say.
Well, I think that, right? You know, rapport certainly gives one a better chance. But, you know, not acting indignant, not acting like you're right and they're wrong. Not acting like, not yelling or being mean and all these things. Those are, you know, poor ways to convince people.
If I ever see that, I usually just ignore the parent. I just look at the child. And I try to make eye contact with the child just to, you know, sort of, because that's who I'm worried about. I'm not, you know, looking at the situation just so I can be judgmental towards the parent. But I, you know, the one I feel for is the child. I want them to know that, you know, they don't deserve that. And, you know, hopefully they realize that and they can move beyond it someday. But the worst thing is for them to feel like they deserve it.
Unfortunately, the child is usually stuck with those parents until they can become emancipated, which in some places isn't even a possibility. You're stuck there for 18 years.
Incredibly rare.
Right. In some places it's possible, but in some places not. And even then, usually it's only possible at 16 or 17. And in most places, you just have to wait till you're 18. You're stuck with these people. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can take control. Bring what you want. It's Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain, not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkid.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid, proven plant protection, guaranteed or your money back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. You can dial in and bring up what you want. 855-453 is the toll-free number here. Maybe you want to comment on this idea of endangering children. How does one define when a child is in danger? 855-453. What should or should not be appropriate as far as parenting is concerned? Or should you just butt out and leave people alone and let them make choices and let them make mistakes? Because parents are going to make mistakes. Everybody's parents made mistakes. It's part of the whole parenting process. You make mistakes, you learn from them. Right, Mark?
It's true.
That's life. You make mistakes, you learn from those mistakes. Unfortunately, when you're dealing with children, when you're dealing with your children, if somebody finds out about a mistake you made, maybe they'll bring you up on criminal charges, and then you might go to prison for several years, as Tan Mom is possibly facing a number of years.
Many companies, as they grow, lose their passion and their mandate. Not so with O'Neill Coffee. The third-generation, family-owned business still roasts each batch with the finest beans and the utmost care. They have more than 40 varieties of gourmet and flavored coffees. My favorite, personally, is the French Roast Decaf. It's bold, but not burnt. And to show the Free Talk Live audience their commitment to freedom and making great coffee, they're offering a free mug and free shipping on orders of $75 or more. You can support great coffee craftsmanship at coffee.freetalklive.com. You can support Free Talk Live and, as I said, get great coffee craftsmanship. It's coffee.freetalklive.com. When you make your order of $75 or more, be sure to put FTL in the special request box there, special instructions box, so that they know to include your mug. coffee.freetalklive.com.
You know, speaking of drinking things, Mark, we've discussed underage alcohol consumption and how that maybe you at some point will introduce your son Jackson to alcohol and kind of teach him about it in the home. This could be considered child endangerment by a number of parents. Yeah, heck, give him some caffeine. That could be a danger.
And I've offered him my decaf. He's not interested at all.
Well, you can. I'd love to have your thoughts on this if you want to share them. You can also bring up anything, as Dave will do, in Indianapolis, listening to WXNT. Dave, you're on with Ian, Allie, and Mark.
How you doing, you godless cannabis team?
Dave, what's on your mind tonight?
I honestly got a letter from my stepson's school, elementary school, in which the principal was chiding the neighborhood that was adjacent to the school for allowing kids to play cops and robbers. And he said there is no reason why children should be playing with toy guns, not in the school, but in the neighborhood. So this guy, you know, took it upon himself to reach into our neighborhood where we pay the mortgage and pay the taxes so he can have his little school, which is his public school.
Right.
And you know, I was pretty offended by that. And I told the guy, I said, you know, I said, as soon as the kids, especially my nephew, as soon as they became curious about what a gun did, you know, does the gun make a sound? You know, what does it do? I took him to the range. I took the gun out of
reckless,
the
reckless child endangerment. Yeah, I mean, your child could have been shot.
I broke it down in front of him. I showed him what it looked like loaded and what it looked like unloaded. And I told him, I said, you can forget everything about this except for one thing. You never, ever put your finger inside that trigger guard unless I'm standing right next to you. Now, real quick, we've got Richard Murdoch is having a rally here in Indianapolis tomorrow. It's going to be from noon.
Who?
To 12:30 to 2. Richard Murdoch. He's running against Richard Lugar. Come on, Senator Lugar?
Senator Lugar.
Yeah. I don't know.
Well, anyway, so if anybody in Indianapolis is listening, get out here. And, you know, now that Mitt's got the nomination wrapped up, and we're going to hope that Richard Murdoch...
Is this the governor? Yeah. You're dropping names, man. You got to understand, like, I don't know who these people are. I thought you said Mitch.
Wait. You guys are into politics, right?
Not at all. I find it absolutely... I find politicians to be absolutely despicable. Now, you said now that Mitch got the nomination?
No, Mitch. Mitt.
I don't think Mitt's got the nomination.
Well, I mean, he's so far ahead, it's probably safe to vote for Ron Paul right now. Hey.
Well, I don't know what that means.
There's some tricks.
Come on, that was dirty. That was dirty.
It's funny, but it looks like you know, Ron Paul's got, you know, he's picking up a lot of these delegates. I'm very interested in what's going to happen in August in Tampa.
Well, there's Romney and there's Ron Paul, and I'm talking about here in Indiana, so I will go the primary next week. I will go to the primary, and I'll vote for Ron Paul.
Great.
Appreciate that.
Now, Romney's key here is who he picks, because Romney's going to get the nomination, guys.
It seems like, you know, if you use the past as a yardstick for today, he does seem like the candidate that's going to get there. But there are some – everything's changed with the new delegate rules. And
how about – yeah. I do mean to interrupt you because I'm a jerk like that. Okay, how about Romney, Colonel Island West, or Romney – Rand Paul.
Here's the thing, man. Like, political people drop names like it means something, and you're just like, what? I am when people drop these names. Who?
Hey,
I mean, they're all a bunch of thugs to me.
I'm combing Article 1, Section 8 just like you guys do. We've got to be realistic. No.
I don't comb anything about the Constitution. I used to be one of those constitutional guys, and then I realized...
You guys really need to quit buying it and grow your own.
Hey, you know what?
Paying attention right now.
You know, I used to be one of those constitutional guys, and then I realized that what Lysander Spooner said was true in the late 1800s, I believe it was.
1870s.
When he said that the Constitution has either authorized the tyranny that we have or has been powerless to prevent
it. Nowhere in the Constitution does it authorize tyranny.
Well, then it's powerless to prevent it, then. It's just been a piece of paper, and they've ignored it, and...
Well, they've ignored it. That's the fact. Now,
well, right. You can't make them. You can't make them pay attention to it.
You can't give them power and then tell them.
If we get rid of guys like Lugar, with a guy like Murdoch, who, you know, he's read the Constitution.
Who's this Murdoch guy? Is this another Republican?
Richard Murdoch. Yes, he is a Republican. And guess what? He's one of those Republicans that goes to Tea Party. But don't
know.
Okay.
Like that means something.
We've been burned so many times that at this point, when you trot out a Republican and say, you know, "Oh no, this is a good one,"
guys, before you go full Galt, you're going to have to understand it's going to take maybe three or four elections before we get back to some semblance of something that would satisfy.
Oh, you. Yeah. Maybe just wait for another 16 years.
Don't wait. You take steps to the right until you
That's
get
all it
right.
is. I'm not taking steps to the right. Why would I want to do that? Those people want to control how I live. Those people want to control who I can love.
The climate in New Hampshire is no good for marijuana. You know that, right?
You mean growing?
You mean growing? They have warehouses for that reason. God. Thanks for calling, Dave. I appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line.
For that reason.
So, I don't know. Well, maybe we'll find out who this Murdoch character is. Let's do a little digging and see who this supposedly, you know, constitution-oriented guy is, right? Don't they all say that? I mean, it's always, well, just the next
you
election.
You can always dig up
four
something
more.
Bad on any one of them. I
four
mean,
more
Ron
elections.
Paul included.
You just need to elect the right people for four more terms, and then that'll change everything.
Well, you know, what else are you going to
do? Well. Oh, well, I've got an idea. If you love liberty... And I don't know if that guy did or not, because he's voting for Republicans. But if you love liberty, if you're not voting for Republicans and Democrats...
I voted for lots
basis,
of Republicans.
I voted for Republican.
Yeah. I voted for Democrats. I voted for Libertarians. I voted for Independents.
So have I. And if you love the ideas of liberty, join the Free State Project and get together with other people that love those ideas,
too. I've been
too.
Here 6 years. What are you talking about?
Focus your activity in
16 years. Ten more years?
16 years.
Well, you were talking about 16 years. This is an unacceptable time frame that this guy was offering. I don't consider 16 years to be an unacceptable time frame. I consider his plan to elect Republicans and get a more constitutional government to be ludicrous. I do not consider 16 years to be an unacceptable time frame.
Well, no, I mean, we're not going to be free in 16 years here in New Hampshire, despite all of our efforts here. But no, what I was saying is that, oh, it'll just all be solved in 16 years of electoral politics? When the hell has elections changed anything? When?
Well, it's stupid because the idea is that, oh, one day people will wake up enough that they'll vote for this guy that's going to take away government power. Well, if that was occurring, then the government power would be unnecessary in the first place and we wouldn't have this problem. If people were willing to vote for someone who's going to take away power from the government, then you don't need elections. So it implodes in on itself.
Well, right. Once people realize that this idea of the monopoly on violence, the coercive state, is an old, decrepit idea that needs to go away, then it will have pretty much have left our lives. If people can find the gumption to ignore these politicians, I mean, imagine what would happen if everybody just, as far as April 15th is concerned, on the tax day, if everybody who didn't want to do taxes, and I think most people I know don't, if everybody just stopped, what are they going to do? Nothing. So the real key is to just stop believing in them. Stop paying attention to them. 855-453, SACL CAI toll-free line.
I am so excited about Pork Fest this year.
Pork Fest? What's that?
It's the Porcupine Freedom Festival, a fun and educational camping event put on every summer by the Free State Project. This year it's going to be happening June 18th to the 24th at Rogers Campground in Lancaster, New Hampshire.
Okay, I like camping, and I definitely like freedom, but my budget is tight.
Tickets are only $30 for the whole week if you get in before May 1st.
Well, that sounds reasonable, but what goes on there?
What doesn't go on at Porkfest? There are speakers, family fun, dance parties, karaoke, a comedy roast, hiking, campfires, sports, a wedding, and all kinds of delicious food. But the part that I like best is spending time with other people who love freedom.
That's sounding pretty good to me. Where can I go to learn more?
Check out porkfest.com, and make sure you spell pork like a porcupine. PORCFEST.com. Like what you see?
It looks like a blast. Okay, I'm in. See you at Porkfest.
While you're there, check out how you can become a VIP, very important porcupine, for a modest donation. See you at Porkfest.
A revolution is underway that all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 additives. Now it's time to free yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com offers an electronic cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no foul odor, and can be smoked almost anywhere. PowerVapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 5 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 7 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Remember to use the coupon code PowerVapor for an exclusive 10% discount. PowerVapor.com. It's more than just the future of smoking. It's a revolution.
And
now another Cintas Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm down in the main ballroom of a four-star hotel in Austin with Tom, the GM. Tom, you've had four wedding receptions in 3 days. That's a brutal schedule.
Yeah, we've been hustling.
Well, your team still looks fresh, and I gotta say, the carpet does too. Talk about your game plan.
Simple. We called in the all-star team from Cintas, and they changed our ground game completely.
Cintas? They're known for uniforms. How do they tackle your floors?
Their tile and carpet deep cleaning service makes our flooring look like new. With our old playbook, we used to rip out the carpet. So we're running with Cintas from now on.
Thanks, Tom. And thanks to Cintas, there's plenty of life left in this dance floor. Let's go up to the booth.
Tile and carpet cleaning is one of the many expert services the Cintas team can tackle for your business. Don't replace your tile or carpets. Call 1-800-CINTAS6 or visit Cintas.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll-free number here, 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that are awaiting you there. Again, freetalklive.com. Tonight, it's Ian here with you.
Allie.
And Mark. Allie's joining us courtesy of her radio program, Ladies in Keene. That's K-E-E-N-E. You can go to ladiesinkeene.com and you can listen to Allie and Cecilia and Kate, who thankfully is still with us and was not arrested as she was threatened by the police yesterday, I believe it was, for the dastardly crime of following one of the meter maids around and putting nickels in people's parking meters. Did you hear about that yet?
I did hear about that.
I imagine you guys are going to be talking about it this weekend?
Yes, we will be.
So, ladiesinkeene.com is where you can hear more of Allie. You know, when we say that you can call in and talk about anything, it's mostly a true statement. There are a few caveats to it, right? So, like, you can't get on the air and talk about the F word. It's just not going to fly on broadcast radio. And similarly, you really can't call and promote your business because we've got people that pay to do that sort of thing on our program, so that doesn't really work. And you really can't call to promote your local political events because it's a national talk show, so it doesn't matter what's going on. You know, the folks listening in, listening to XM in South Florida don't really care what's going on in Indianapolis as far as Dick Lugar versus Richard Murdoch, as our last caller pointed out. Well, I thought it was a really entertaining caller, and I thought it was fun. But I
felt like the way he, you know, like, hey, come on out, we're, you know, having some event, come on out, that kind of thing.
It was an afterthought.
He did it in 7 seconds.
Right, it wasn't the primary purpose of his call. But I'm pointing out that, you know, that stuff doesn't really work for Free Talk Live, because if everybody calls in to, you know, spend 20 seconds on promoting their local event of some politician coming and speaking, then the show just doesn't really have the same kind of draw. Who wants to listen to that? So, since you've called...
There's something going on in some place where you don't live.
Since you've called and dropped the names, we did a little digging during the break. Who is this Richard Murdoch? Last caller had pointed out that this is the guy you want to vote for. If you're in Indianapolis, you're in Indiana, you want to vote for this guy.
He's the Tea Partier guy.
He's the Tea Party. He said that, you know, he cares. He reads his Constitution. The usual pitch for someone who claims to be a Republican.
You know, it's all about smaller government, the Constitution, except when you ask about the military. Of course, it's never about smaller government when it comes to the military.
Sadly, the a standing military, although the Founding Fathers were against it, is essentially constitutional as long as the Congress re-ups them every 2 years.
And so, by the way, there's no statement on his website about how he feels about the military, because every Republican already knows how he feels about the military. It's not really a question, is it? So we're going to go ahead and guess that he's in favor of military interventionism, because what he's doing on his website, of course, he's challenging the incumbent, this Dick Lugar. And by the way, they are both named Dick, interestingly enough. So Dick's challenging Dick in the election here, and he's basically pointing out why his Dick is different from, I mean, this one Dick is different from the first Dick. And so you're just comparing Dicks the whole time here during the election. And basically he's pointing out that, you know, Dick Lugar is, he loves Barack Obama, and Dick Lugar, it's the old I'm the real Republican, he's not the real Republican comparison.
Sure.
And so just kind of going down the list of the issues on his website, I think makes it pretty clear that his interpretation of the Constitution isn't what one of us might interpret the Constitution to mean. Dick Murdoch, here in this case, believes that, you know, it's okay to completely control immigration. Let's lock down the border. Let's keep the first immigration
law
out.
The first immigration law in the United States wasn't passed until the 1880s. So, to say that...
It's not even in the Constitution, right? There's naturalization mentioned. But
there's migration, which is talking about the movement of slaves, but... You know, it's very difficult to even... the Founding Fathers never considered for a second telling people that they couldn't come into the country. They really didn't. They wanted people to come here and work hard and, make a better life for themselves and be free.
They didn't know about Mexico, though. If they had known about Mexico,
they
would have had...
They were very, very clear on Mexico and the Spanish down there and all that stuff.
So there's more here about Dick Murdoch. He says that, again, various minor differences between these two. But then you get onto his page of endorsements, and it'll really give you kind of a picture of who Dick Murdoch is. He takes endorsements and proudly pronounces that he's been endorsed by people like Herman Cain, who, of course, wouldn't know what liberty is if it hit him in the mouth. Former Federal Reserve Chairman, I believe, Herman Cain. If I recall correctly.
Regional chairman.
Somebody who supports the Federal Reserve like that clearly doesn't really like the whole idea of constitutional money.
You know, the problem, where the Tea Party loses me is I was this kind of Republican 10 years ago. And, the Republicans that they got in office weren't any good in doing that. And I moved on. I mean, even if you got a Republican like these Republicans claim they're going to be, they're still going to grow the government. I mean, is all you had to do is take a look at what went on from 2000 to 2006. You had lots of quote-unquote good conservatives in there, and I'm talking about this type of fella here, and they still grew the government. They grew it so fast and so large when threatened with the threat of the terrorists, they had to just bring on this whole new thing called the Department of Homeland Security. Was a delay that said that they had cut government down to the bone?
The bone.
At that point, they had grown it 45% from when Clinton was in office. I thought the government was too big when Clinton was in office, and the Republicans grew it well beyond that. You can't just hand up another same old Republican to me and have me salivating all over the place. No. I'm sick of it. I don't want your wars. I don't want your drug war. I don't want any of this crap that these Republicans are dishing out. I went through that stuff 10 years ago. Get over it, or quit telling to me. You're not going to get my vote for it.
But Mark Levin likes him.
So, indeed, he's one of those type Republicans. It's the same thing. Rush was talking about this stuff in the 90s. Come on. This is old news. It doesn't work. It's big government conservatism.
So, true.
Toll free number tonight for you to get in your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. So don't get on the air and drop a bunch of political names because, first of all, we don't know who the hell you're talking about. Second, unless it's Ron Paul. I mean, obviously we know who Ron Paul is. But secondly, we're going to find out who you're talking about and then talk about what they actually think. This guy doesn't care about freedom. He's not interested in that. And
he just wants the Republican brand of freedom.
Right. Well, right, freedom for Republicans, you mean?
No, whatever version they want. It's really no different than what the Democrats want. I mean, all you have to do is look at history. Just look at what happened from 2000 to 2006. We know what happened when Republicans get in office. Frankly, if you believe in small government and you're not willing to pick up and move, what you should do is you should vote for both Republicans and Democrats, because when they're fighting amongst each other, they're doing less.
Even
the last thing you want is a bunch of Republicans in. They're not going to roll back government.
They never know.
You're a fool if you think the Republicans are going to roll back government.
But this guy's different.
Fool.
But this
Vote
one's
for
different,
them again
Mark.
And again.
For the first time, this Republican candidate is different. He's been to a tea party.
So what? There's a bunch of them in office that have been to tea parties, voting for bigger and bigger government.
You'd have
more
to be
spending.
A fool if you were a Republican candidate and you didn't go to a tea party. You'd have to be a fool.
I don't think that they even necessarily want to come off as different. I think they want to come off as someone that people will be comfortable voting for. Someone where people can feel like, oh, look at all Sarah Palin, Mark Levin, like people you named, they're okay with those people, and those people are pretty mainstream. It's the whole idea.
Right. That's what we need.
He has legitimacy. You know, look at him. You can just imagine him with all those little, I'm from one of those podiums with a little seal in front of it. I can totally see that.
He's got a flag pin.
Right, exactly.
Gotta have it. Right side. Puts his hand over his heart when they play the Star Spangled Banner. What? Where did this come from? I mean, putting your hand over your heart when they play the Star Spangled Banner. It just makes no sense to me. You put your hand over your heart when they say the Pledge of Allegiance. You stand when they play the Star Spangled Banner. I'm going to start lifting my left leg when I put my hand over my heart in honor of all the amputee veterans out there. And then I swear to God the politicians will start doing it too, because nobody can be one-upped when it comes to America worship. I mean, that just shows how ludicrous it is.
I think it is true. I think it probably started because when people are putting the situations where you're expected to be showing your patriotism in large groups, and someone probably is like, I'm going to put my hand over my heart. And then the person next to him saw them, and then it just caught on, because no one wants to look like they're less patriotic than the person next to them.
That's exactly what it is. So here you go, folks. Lift your left leg whenever you play the Star Spangled Banner. Then put your hand over your heart and patch at the top of your head.
No, that's a great idea to like start out new little ways to show your patriotism that's just ridiculous.
So there you go. There's your breakdown of the election in Indianapolis, or in Indiana, where Dick versus Dick. You get to choose. 855-450-3733.
I've made my choice.
Yeah, pick your Dick, Indy. 855-450-3733. I guarantee you, whichever choice you make won't make a damn bit of difference.
Yeah. You might as well stay home when you're talking about statewide elections, especially in a populous state.
This is a U.S. Senate, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I mean, that's a statewide election, though.
It's not going to make a difference. You're going to be less free after the next 4 years are over, whether Dick wins or Dick
it's
wins.
It's the local elections where you actually have some level of control.
More coming up. Hour 3.
What has happened to America, and when did it become okay for the government to extort wealth from the American people? As a former law enforcement officer, I have explained in my new book, In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth, how absolute property ownership has been denied to the American people, how and why inflation is fleecing America, how law enforcement officers are being used to suppress and criminalize the beliefs of liberty and freedom. In Plain Sight explains how we can restore what was once a free America. Get your copy of In Plain Sight, The Disregarded Truth today at Amazon.com.
The Seasteading Institute. They want to create freedom on the open seas. Did you know they're having a conference? You could meet fellow forward thinkers and discover where you fit into the up-and-coming for-profit seasteading sector. It's May 31st to June 2nd at Le Meridian Hotel in San Francisco. Discounted registration prior to May the 1st. Special rates for students and the press. Get 10% off with promo code FTL. Get registered before May the 1st at seasteading.freetalklive.com. Seasteading.freetalklive.com.